I want to invite up Melinda for leading us in this time. So, and Melinda, yes, please come. And Melinda will explain what ordinations are all about too. Thank you, Melinda.
Thank you. Good morning. It is really great to be with you this morning. As Jason said, I'm the Director of Ministries for Baptist Churches of South Australia. And so one of the privileges of my role alongside our president is to represent our movement in special occasions like this one. It's always a blessing to be involved in an ordination service where in an act that dates back thousands of generations, we set apart and recognise someone that God has gifted and called to lead and shepherd his people. It's particularly special for me to be part of this ordination service today because I've known Miranda for many years. Back when we were university students, we used to run a Bible study group for teenage girls together. We studied at theological college together, learning to preach and praying together. And she actually led worship at my ordination service 20 years ago this year. So it's really wonderful to be here this morning. Miranda has long been involved in our wider movement of Baptist churches. She's taught many of our pastors preaching and worship at Tabor. And so in some ways today feels a long overdue as we formally ordain and recognise her as a pastor within our movement. But to tell you a little bit about how that's come about, we gather here today because in May this year, the Assembly of Baptist Churches, the gathering of representatives from across our movement, formally and unanimously affirmed the call of Miranda Dixon to the role of pastor and accredited her as such amongst our churches. Today in ordination, a person's call from God to pastoral ministry is given public recognition, and the person is recognised as one who will serve and give leadership as a member of a local congregation, as well as in the wider church and the wider Baptist movement, both of which Miranda has already been doing. This ordination service is the culmination of many years of prayerful preparation, training and formation, during which time there are many people who have spoken into Miranda's life and call, many of whom I'm sure are here today. It's included her doing a Bachelor of Ministries at Burleigh College, as well as a Master of Ministries at Tabor. She's been teaching, as I said, preaching and worship at Tabor, been involved in ministry in a number of different churches, particularly at Glen Osmond and here at Unley. And she's been more widely involved in the Baptist movement, using her gifts and training to encourage and train others alongside, you know, further developing her own skills and leadership. More recently, Miranda has submitted herself to completing Baptist Churches of South Australia's accredited ministry formation program, which is fairly rigorous, submitting herself to supervision with her supervisor, Tricia Bishop, Reverend Tricia Bishop, who's here today as well, participating in a peer group, undertaking studies and spiritual direction and all kinds of things, so that she might demonstrate to the Ordination and Accreditation Committee her competency for ministry, her call, and that might be affirmed by her local church here at Unley Park, and as she's engaged in fruitful ministry and taken time to reflect on those ministry experiences. So today is kind of, three things coming together: Miranda herself, her local church context, and the wider movement of Baptist Churches of South Australia. While ordination services in a Baptist church are usually pretty simple affairs, although the choir adds a really great sense of occasion to today, that doesn't make it any less significant in what it represents and the milestone it becomes in a person's life. The participation of Daniel Gardner as our president, of the local church and of Miranda sort of symbolises those three parts together in our understanding that accreditation and ordination is an affirmation by a local church and by a wider movement of a person's calling, gifting and competence for ministry. So firstly, I'm going to invite Andy Edelston, who's the chair of the church council here at Unley Park, to speak on behalf of the church. Then I'm going to invite Miranda to come and make an ordination statement, and then Reverend Daniel Gardner is going to lead the act of ordination itself. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Melinda. Good morning. My name's Andy Edelston. I'm the chair here at Unley Park Baptist Church. Here. So representing the local church, which is our church here, where Miranda is. Thank you for your help. So the journey started, well, a little while, a long time, of course, but with us, back in July 2019, Miranda joined us at Unley Park with her family to serve as associate pastor, undertaking her pastoral accreditation through Baptist Churches SA. Fast forward 3 years or so, and recently, as one of the final steps of the accreditation process, the Unley Park Council recently met with Miranda to discuss the process and also her call to ministry. And it was clear that the accreditation process had been a really positive one for Miranda. Whilst it has stretched her in some of the competencies assessed, which it's designed to do, she developed personally and her confidence has grown as she has been required to step out of her comfort zone. But Miranda particularly highlighted areas of pastoral care where she found great personal growth. In this time, we have valued Miranda's contribution through her many things, but through her biblical teaching, her growth group leadership, creative engagement, pastoral interaction, and her theological insight. And it's great to hear that she was at uni doing Bible study with teenage girls, because she's doing that tremendously here as well. We've also seen and appreciate Miranda's work and contribution as part of the team here, and especially to support her support to Jason to deliver his ministry in our church. As a council, we acknowledge Miranda's love, her love of our church, and specifically her love of the people in our church. But above all, Miranda has a love of Christ and a desire to work for the Lord in her life, to serve those around her. This is evident in her previous and vast experience over many years of service within churches, in her professional working life, and also now here at Unley Park. And today we're glad to see and recognise Miranda's broader call and her contribution to the family of Baptist churches across SA and wider. So Miranda has wholeheartedly been a leader and member of our church during this time, and it's our great pleasure to celebrate Miranda's ordination today.
Good morning. It's quite overwhelming to me looking out and seeing so many faces of people that I love. And thank you so much for coming. And thank you so much for those who have messaged me saying they can't come, but they're going to watch online. I have you in my mind as well, but oh, my heart is full. Just looking at you all. I was about 6 years old. Would probably have been the same year that I invited Jesus into my heart, as suggested by the song on my favourite record, Evie. We had our church met in a kindergarten, and I remember walking back to the car with my dad, and out of the blue, he said this, "You could be a minister one day, you know." And I think my response was to sort of go, oh, no. And in fairness to my six-year-old self, our current pastor was Reverend Barry Lyons, who is here today. And, you know, he was well over 6 foot in a suit with an amazing booming voice that half thrilled me and half scared me. I couldn't square this with what's something that I might become. But my dad could. Just a week or two ago, I was leading a baptism class for some of our people here who are being baptised next week. And it occurred to me that ordination is actually quite a lot like baptism. Here are the things I thought of. It's an outward celebration of something that's happened inside, which has taken a whole lot longer than just this moment. It's a destination, it's a milestone, but it's also, really, more importantly, a beginning. It's very significant, and yet at the same time, nothing's really changed. It's not magic. It's a statement of who I am and what I believe and what I believe God has for me. But it's also kind of a plea for help in growing into being, becoming that person. So here we go. I believe my calling to ministry shows itself mainly in a strong desire to love and to serve God's church and to help her grow into maturity. When I read the passages in Paul that talk about how much he loves the churches, in particular where he says, "Everything I do, beloved, is for the sake of building you up." And he works and he prays and he serves them. I want to do that too. I want to do that too so much that my chest hurts sometimes. I have a passion to see people grow. I have a passion to see people's minds changed and shaped and transformed through life with Jesus. I love to help people to develop their gifts and to just see them flourish and blossom in the place where the Spirit has created them to serve. I love to ponder theological foundations of things. If you have a conversation with me, you'll know about that. I'm convinced that growing in this and pondering this will help us to become more like Jesus. I love to find God's word for our particular people here from God's word for all people for all time, and to find creative ways of proclaiming that and expressing that that can transform us over time. As many of you know, my ministry journey has been long but narrow. I've served for a long time, but mainly in the areas of worship and preaching. But in 2018, I decided that I would like to explore more broadly what pastoring would be like and whether God was calling me to that. So yes, as has been outlined, I spent the past 3 years in the accreditation stream and at Unley Park Baptist. And that's been extremely helpful in helping me to discern what God is calling me to. I've emerged out of it feeling strengthened and confirmed in a calling to broaden pastoral ministry. It's taken a long time for me to get here, but the journey's been worthwhile, and I've fitted in a few other things like 3 children and a master's degree. I think if it had happened earlier, I may not have been as ready. I'm not still not quite sure if I'm ready, but I certainly feel readier than I have been. My intention from here on is to live a life worthy of the calling I have received and to help other people do the same, because that's what we're all called to. And my prayer for myself and for all of you is this, Paul's prayer from 1 Thessalonians 1, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and that by his power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith, so that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I happen to have the microphone here, I want to thank a few people. I want to thank many people, in fact, that have contributed to my journey into ministry and over the past 3 years. Let's start with Soul Factor. Oh, it's so lovely to have you here today. It's just really special that you could share this time with me. So thank you for making the effort of coming and for blessing everyone else as well. I want to thank my parents and my family. Hello up the back. For their constant love and support for me and encouragement. I want to thank the Unley Park staff team. I can't imagine working with a better team. I want to thank Bronwyn, my dear, fierce friend. Love you. I want to thank all at Unley Park Baptist who have warmly welcomed me and graciously allowed me to practice on them. I want to thank Jason for his leadership and his support. I want to thank Tricia for your supervision and your care and gentleness but saying things that need to be said. I want to thank Melinda and Mike for the peer support program and the work that did in me as well. And I want to thank Russell, where were you, for your spiritual direction. That has been important to me. I want to thank my sister pastors, in particular Kerry, Jenny, Nona, Julie, Michelle, Lynette, and others as well. It's wonderful to join you officially. I'm very proud to be number 16 in a stellar lineup of Baptist ordained women in South Australia. I want to thank my lovely children. You would have seen them. My daughter's on the guitar here, Yolanda, and my son is on the back there playing electric guitar, and my oldest son is in the choir. I love you all so much. They're having fun calling me Reverend Mother. But they've also put up with a lot of years of another meeting or another retreat. Honestly, Lana, I do not go to that many retreats. Thank you last and most of all to Glenn, without whom I just wouldn't be able to do this. Your constant selfless love holds me up, and your tiger husband's support holds me together. In the midst of all this, I want to remind you, and I want to remind myself, that I'm not a special person. I'm not a higher grade of Christian. I haven't graduated to the next tier. I'm simply a regular child of God who is super privileged and profoundly grateful to be able to serve his church as my day job. And I'm only worthy of this calling because Jesus makes me so. I want to conclude by reading the words of a song by Keith and Kristen Getty, which has been meaningful to me lately. I think the words say it probably better than I could. I thought about singing it to you, but I wanted to leave all the item time to Soul Factor. The statement these words make is true for me, and I hope it is true for you too. And they are my thank you to my God, the three in one. My worth is not in what I own, not in the strength of flesh and bone, but in the costly wounds that flowed at the cross. My worth is not in skill or name, in win or lose, in pride or shame, but in the blood of Christ that flowed at the cross. As summer flowers, we fade and die. Fame, youth, and beauty hurry by, but life eternal calls us to the cross. I will not boast in wealth or might, or human wisdom's fleeting light, but I will boast in knowing Christ at the cross. Two wonders here that I confess, my worth and my unworthiness, my value fixed, my ransom paid at the cross. I rejoice in my Redeemer, greatest treasure, wellspring of my soul. I will trust in him, no other. My soul is satisfied in him alone. Thank you.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to be here as well. And Miranda has been actually part of my journey as well. It was only a few years ago that I was ordained, believe it or not. And Jason was my supervisor. That might explain why he's allowed to say rude things about me. but there we go. Miranda. We have heard of your experience of the grace of God in your life and in the call to ministry of your preparation for that ministry. We've heard of your call from a local church and now of your acceptance by the Baptist churches of South Australia. I ask you now to respond to these questions. Do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's a relief. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3, 16 to 17, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Do you accept the scripture of the Old and New Testaments as inspired by God and as the ultimate authoritative guide for faith and life?
Yes, I do.
So far as you know, are your motives for engaging in pastoral leadership the the love and grace of God, love for all people, and a desire for people to become disciples of Jesus.
Yes, they are.
Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5, 2-3, "Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock." In embracing your calling to shepherd God's people, do you promise to proclaim Jesus Christ as Saviour and Lord, to teach the Scriptures faithfully, to pray sincerely, to lead the church in its mission and ministry, to live in a manner that brings honour to God, to observe and practice believers' baptism and the Lord's Supper, to love and care for all people, and to seek unity and peace in the church?
With God's help, I do.
Miranda, receive this copy of the Scriptures, study them so that you may grow in Christ and may help the church to proclaim the truth of God for the world. These Scriptures say in Ephesians 4:11 to 13, "It was He who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Therefore, do you commit yourself to the task of equipping others in their service of Jesus Christ, so that the church may be built up through the exercise of the gifts given to the whole congregation, that the church might be a sign and foretaste of the kingdom of God?"
With God's help, I do.
Miranda, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and on behalf of the Baptist Churches of South Australia, I declare you to be ordained to the Christian ministry and an accredited minister of the Baptist Churches of South Australia. May the Lord bless you and your family as you seek to serve Him to the best of your abilities. We're going to ask a few people to come up at this stage. We're going to pray for Miranda. The New Testament practice for setting apart and empowering for the Lord's service is by prayer accompanied by the laying on of hands. So we want to pray for you in this way. I believe you've asked some people to come. You know who you are, I don't. So.
And if I haven't asked you and you really want to come, come too.
Are we on? Here we are. Lord, I want to thank you for Miranda. I want to thank you for the calling that is obviously on her life. Lord, I sometimes look at some of the younger pastors coming through and wonder whether they know what's going to hit them as they go into ministry. Lord, I thank you that Miranda, despite knowing all of that, has decided to come into ministry anyway, Lord. And we want to bless her time coming up. Lord, we want to pray for fruitfulness in all that she sets her mind to. Lord, we know that there's going to be challenges for her. We pray for wisdom as she goes through those challenges. And we pray, Lord, for the gift of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to come in a new authority in her life. Lord, for you say your Spirit came to guide in all truth. Lord, and I pray that that would be the mark of Miranda, that she would be known as somebody leading in all truth as guided by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, it is so exciting to see what you've done over the years in and through Miranda and the way that you have ministered your grace through her. It's so exciting, and it's such a privilege for me to have been part of this journey over the last 3 years. And I just thank you for the way that you have stretched her, you have grown her, you've continued to lead her, you've given her a boldness and a courage to stand for you and for your glory. And I praise you. It's exciting to see what you do in your people, in your children. And I just give you thanks. It's such a privilege to be part of that. And I ask that you'll continue your work in her, that you will fill her, Lord, and that she will know the presence and the power of your Spirit at work in her for your glory.
Lord God, we thank you that you are a living God and that you are always at work, which means you are always changing us. So I pray for Miranda that you would bring her out into even more of a wide open space where she will discover more of how you can use her and how she's been built and how she can give you pleasure. So Father, I pray for an expansion of Miranda and her ministry and her awareness of how she's been formed and shaped. And Father, I pray a blessing on Glenn and her children. I thank you for their generosity in releasing their mother and their wife to ministry with all the challenges and the blessings that that entails. And I pray that that blessing will come back to them a thousandfold. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the gift that Miranda is, for how you have enriched us through her, how you have enriched your wider church, you enriched your world through her wonderful creativity, her insight, her wisdom, her love. These things you've poured into her, and you've blessed her to be a great blessing. And we simply pray together, Heavenly Father, by your Spirit's power and encouragement, that this long ministry would long continue. May it continue, Lord, and may it increase. May it deepen and broaden and reach new heights. And indeed, Lord, we pray together, may it multiply. We're so grateful for the way that she inspires and mentors others, especially younger ones coming through. We thank you for the wonderful way that you do this, Heavenly Father. And we pray that you would continue to bless her to be a blessing. And most of all, Lord, give her a great sense of your joy and your delight in her and in the wonderful things that you're doing through her. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father.
Miranda, I'll draw on the words from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. You know that I'm confident and convinced of this very thing, that God has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect it and complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the time of his return. And moving on, this is what I pray, that your love may abound more and more, displaying itself in greater depth, in real knowledge and practical insight, that you may learn to recognize and treasure what is excellent. You know, identifying the best, distinguishing moral differences, and that you might be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, and actually living lives that lead others away from sin, filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God, so that his glory may be both revealed and recognised.
Loving Father, we thank you that you have called us all to be your children. King Jesus, we thank you that you have invited us to follow you. And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you have gifted and empowered us to serve you, your church, and your world. And this morning, we want to thank you for your calling, empowering, gifting, and equipping and inviting of Miranda. And we pray your blessing on her in her ministry. We thank you that she doesn't stand here alone, and we give thanks for all those who have spoken in to this journey leading to this moment, and will continue to walk alongside her from this moment on. Miranda, we pray that God may bless you, that your ministry may continue to be fruitful and increase, that people's lives will be transformed, that God's kingdom will be evident, and that Jesus will be proclaimed, lifted up, and honoured in you and through you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you very much. What exciting times it is. So let's just, why don't we clap? I like that clap before.